Good evening, class. We are now on the fifth and final session. You can notice that our packet is thicker than ever. So we have a lot to do today. Actually, the reason why I made this packet additionally or extra thick is because we're not going to be seeing each other for a short while until we continue with level two, which we're looking forward to beginning, God willing, the first Tuesday in February, I believe it will be. But we'll get more information out there when time comes. So I decided to make a larger packet, not that we're going to see it all today, but this way you'll have what to do between semesters. We can call it that. Okay, let's begin because we do have quite a bit, and I did promise you a few songs. So without further ado, Lesson 44. Lesson 44, actually, this letter, which we did have already, in which I didn't really understand why this letter actually somehow was supposed to correspond to... What was that supposed to look like? That puh? It's supposed to look like some type of a profile.
One with a dot.
Oh, the dot. The dot is with a profile, exactly. But this one, as we're going to see, does not have a dot. And therefore, when it does not have a dot, it's no longer the puh sound, but rather, you can see, fuh, as in Philip, or choose whoever you want with that sound.
With the dot?
With the dot is puh. And that's the reason why it was like a profile, because what that was like the eye, and there's a nose.
And where's the dot?
Well, in this one, the dot's not here. That was in the week number four, the very, very end. The very, very end of week four. Right, exactly. Picasso. That could do it as well. All right, I have it buried in here. But without the dot, then it makes the sound puh. And here we have it over here on our boards. The dots, puh. Without the dot, fuh. Very good. With that said, class, let's move on to page 50. Let's try line one together. Okay, class. Fa, fa, fe, fe, fi, fi, fo, fo, fu, fu. Excellent. Very good. Let's jump all the way down to line five. Bait to fi la. Remember that last letter is silent. Li la deem. Excellent. Very good. Let's move all the way down to line 14. Ba ruch ata. Adonai, very good. Eloheinu melech ha'olam borei peri ha'gafen. Very good. And that's the blessing that we say for Kiddush on Friday night. We bless the cup of wine with the blessing borei peri ha'gafen. So that was the blessing that we just saw. Okay, class, since we're talking about Friday nights, let's move on to page 51 and let's sing a little bit of some Friday night music. What's Friday night music? Well, none other than... Well, let's read the first two words together. We'll figure out what the name of the song is. L-cha do D. There's a famous song that's sung in synagogues and temples throughout called Lecha Dodi. Okay? So this is the first two lines, and actually all the way down to the bottom of line 10 are different stanzas of Lecha Dodi. So we're going to read lines 1 through 6, then we're going to go back and actually, sing it. So let's try line one, class. Lecha do di lik rat ka la pine shabbat nikab la. Line 3. Shamor v'zachor b'dibur echad. Line 4. Hishmi'anu el hamyuchad. Line 5. Adonai echad u'shmo echad. Line 6. L'shem ulti feret v'lithila. And then you'll notice, then there's some Hebrew words right underneath. Let's continue with line 1 once again, but this time with our melodious tones. Lecha dodi likrat kala. Line 2. Pinei shabbat nikabila. Line 3. Shamor v'zachor b'dibur echad. Line 4. Hish mi'anu el hamyuchad. Line 5. Adonai echad u'shima. And 6. L'shem ulti feret v'litila. Let me go back to line 1 and 2. L'cha dodi likrat kala p'nei shabbat nikabila. And that's how we welcome the Shabbat on Friday night, by singing those words. But there are certainly many, many melodies to that particular song. So,
two lines is the same melody?
Well, there are numerous stanzas. You'll see it only brings down lines 3 through 6. That's considered like one stanza. And then line through 7 to 10 is another one. But actually, there's maybe 7 of those on Friday night. It only brings down the first two, but it always ends off like in a chorus of a song. It repeats, goes back to that song, to that sentence of Lecha Dodi. So that's how this particular song goes. And you can see how beautiful the lyrics are, the words of come beloved to greet the bride, let us welcome the Sabbath coming on a Friday evening. Oh, okay. Well, that's at the very end of this song, the last stanza. It's customary to rise in some synagogues, and they would actually turn around toward the entranceway and to, so to speak, greet and welcome the Sabbath Queen. So that's what's done. So remind us of last week. Hello. Yes, hi, we're in the middle of class. Are you trying to get in the building? Feel better. I definitely will. We will certainly let you know. I just apologize because I have a very large class that is anticipating to move on. So I will wish them your very best, and we hope you feel better. Be well. Happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah. Okay. Oops. I did it again. All right. That was one of our participants who unfortunately is unable to make it tonight. Let's continue class with page 52. You know, I apologize that the page 52, that page number is cut off a bit. Okay. Let's continue class with line 6. This is another famous prayer that some people recite every single morning as soon as they rise from their slumber. Page 52, line 6. Mo de a ni li fa ne cha. Line 7. Me lech chai vi kayam. And what is a melech? You can cheat, that's okay. A melech is a king. And what is my daughter's name? Malka, which means
queen.
Exactly. That's the...
Can I just tell you a funny story?
Sure, no problem. We only have another 43 pages.
My friend whose name is Malka, she's Israeli and she lived in Israel. And she said that every night her mother was so tired from cooking, she'd fall asleep at the table. And the father and the brothers would go and study and she'd have to do the dishes.
Yes.
So when she was 7 years old, finally, you know, she's doing the dishes. She puts her hands on her hips and she said, I am the queen. She says, I'm not a queen, I'm a slave.
That's right. Very good. Very good. Okay, so that was a prayer called Mode Ani. Let's now go down to line 16 with perhaps an even more famous prayer. Line 16, class. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Very good. Of course, that's the prayer called the Shema. All right, let's move on, class, to page 53. We're on lesson 47. I did tell you that being that this is the final class, it's important for us to learn some of the final letters. Now, we already came across many of the final letters. For example, the final nuh is over here. Same sound. Similarly, the final ma is over here. Same sound. So, and if you recall, last week, these letters, ka or cha, is the same as ka or cha. With a dot is always ka. Without a dot is always cha. It doesn't make a difference, but this is just the beginning or the middle. This is at the end. So those are some of the final letters that we've seen thus far. Now we're going to come across another letter. This letter, which is sa, and they want us to remember that it's twisted like a pretzel. Okay, think about another one. I like that. That's okay. It's twisted like a pretzel. So it's sa. So, well, this also, this final letter, has the exact same sound. So this you'll find in the beginning or the middle of a word. This you'll find always at the end. So this, again, class, makes what sound?
Sa.
Very good. All right, class, let's try line 1 on page 53. Sa, sa, se. Say, see, so, su, su, so. We're going to, on line 2, we're going to see two words, and then we'll stop, because I want to tell you how important those two words are. They're famous, very important Hebrew words. Line 2, class. Eitz. Right? It's the same sound. Eitz. And the next word is Aretz. Aretz. Eitz is a tree. Like the Eitz Hadat. Adam and Eve ate from the tree knowledge. Eitz is a tree. And Eretz comes from how we say in Hebrew, the land of Israel. Eretz Yisrael. Maybe you've heard Eretz Yisrael. The second word over here that we read is Eretz, which means land, Eretz Yisrael. or if one who does not live in Israel, they live chutz la'aretz, outside of aretz, the land of Israel.
Aretz is not just land, it's land of Israel?
Aretz literally means land. That's all it means. But when we're referring to ha'aretz, the land, we all know that's referring to the land of Israel. That's how it's explained, and therefore compared to you're either in the land or you're out of it. You're in it or out of it. So that's, anyway, but that's what the word eretz means. It means land. And again, the first word that we read, eitz, means tree. Okay, let's jump down, class, to line 12. A very important blessing that is said on Passover before one partakes of eating the matzot. Line 12. Baruch atah Adonai. Line 13. Eloheinu melech, which means king, ha'olam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al netilat yadayim. And you can see the last words, al netilat yadayim, means washing our hands. So this is one of the steps at the Seder night, is that we wash our hands the second time with a blessing. And this is the blessing of al netilat yadayim. Now, I mentioned to you before, the word melech literally means king, right? Melech is king. If you look on line 13, you once again see how sometimes the English is not necessarily the exact translation. Here they translate the word melech as ruler, which is not necessarily a king, but it's similar. It's similar, but it's not necessarily the same. Yeah.
Pesach, when the man is washing his hands, he's supposed to be saying that prayer?
I give equal rights to women, so women should say this prayer as well, yes. Men and women alike.
Whoever washes his
hands. The first time they wash without a blessing. The second time, when they actually are washing in order to eat the matzah, then they wash and say this blessing.
Is everybody supposed to be washing?
I don't want to break any of your customs.
You only have the one who's condoned.
Okay. There are certainly different customs that I wouldn't want to impose upon what was going on for traditions for many years. But in many seders, everyone says the blessing, or it could be said together. So that's another possibility. Now, this is a blessing that's not only said when a person eats matzah, but also when a person eats bread throughout the year. And therefore, class, let's see the blessing that we say on bread, which is line 17. Okay, class. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz. So you see that word again, aretz, or here, or eretz, aretz, which comes up here, which means land, right? It doesn't here translate as earth. But lechem is bread, and aretz, from the earth. So we bless God, thank God for the food that He allows us to now eat. Now, if we move on to page 54, we'll see another blessing, but not the blessing that's said before the meal, but rather grace after meals, known in Hebrew as it's said next to it by lesson 48 as Birchat Hamazon. Or again, class, let's read that with me. Birchat Hamazon. And it's quite fascinating that you should notice that when it comes to the Jewish religion, it's unique in that when it comes to the blessing before bread, it's only a few words. But when it comes to the grace after meals, it's a whole book. It's page after page after page and this. And the way that some of the commentators explain, fascinating enough, is that when you're hungry, then it's easy to want to bless God because you need His help. But once you're full and things are good, everything's fine, that's when maybe you'll start to forget all the great things that God gave you. And therefore, that's precisely the reason why one says a larger grace after meals, in order to show their appreciation and thanks for, well, hopefully a decent meal. So class, let's see together, we're going to see lines 1 through 11. 1 through 11, are you crazy? Yes, that's aside the point. Let's see it anyway. Let's try class line 1 through 11, and believe it or not, we're going to say it once, then we're going to sing it the second time. Class, let's try line 1. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech ha'olam hazan et ha'olam kulo b'tuvo. Line 3. B'chein b'chesed uv'rachamim. Line 4. Who notain lechem lechol basar. Line 5. Ki le'olam chasdo. Actually, what we're going to do is we're going to stop at line 5. Now we're going to go back to line 1 and we're going to sing it. Huh?
Well, I'll try
my best. Well, here we go. Line 1. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech ha'olam. Line 2. Hazan et ha'olam kulo b'tuvo. Line 3. Bechein bechesed uvrachamim. Line 4. Hu notain lechem lechal basar ki le'olam chasdo. Line 6. Uv tu vo ha gadol tamid lo ha sar la nu. Line 7. Vi al yech sar la nu ma zon le o lam va ed. Line 8. Ba'avur shimo hagadol ki hu el zan mifarnes la kol umetiv la kol. Line 10. U mechin ma zon lechol berio tav asher bara baruch ata Adonai hazan et ha. Okay, class, we're going to now sing lines 12 through 15. Ready? Here we go. Uvene Yerushalayim ir ha-kodesh bimhei raviyameinu. Line 14. Baruch atah Adonai bonei birachamav Yerushalayim. You see the word over there, before the word Amen, is Jerusalem or Yerushalayim. Okay, class, page 55.
I know it's easier to say that.
It's easier or not easier? Really? You have a good voice, not for me. I don't know. Good. It's good that if you, we're going to do some more singing before the night's over. Page 55, line 4. Okay. Let's try reading lines 4 and 5, and then we're going to sing it. Wow, there's a lot of songs here. Well, again, page 55, line 4. Okay, class. Torah, si, va, la, nu, mo, she, line 5, mo, ra, sha, ki, hi, lat, ya, akov. And maybe you've heard this song before. The first word is repeated many times. So let's go back to line 4, the first word. Torah, 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 Siva, Lanu, Moshe. Again, Torah, 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 Siva, Lanu, Moshe. Now the high part, line 5. Mo, ra, sha, ke, hi, lat, Yaakov. Mo, ra, sha, ke, hi, lat, Yaakov. Mo, ra, sha, ke, hi, lat, Yaakov. Then you go back to line 4. Torah, siva, lanu, Moshe. So that's how that little jingle goes. Okay, class, let's move on to page 56. Much to do. Page 56, we're going to read lines 1 and 6, and you got it. We're going to sing it afterwards.
Is the front of ages in Hebrew in this group or not?
Rock of Ages, which you're saying Ma'osur, correct?
Yeah.
What I did for you is you'll see I put a lot of song sheets at the very, very back, and we are going to sing Ma'osur in Hebrew toward the very, very end of today's session, and then I'll also point to you on the facing page, the opposite page, where it says Rock of Ages, which is in English, and I have a couple other versions as well. Okay, so we'll get to that. We'll definitely get to that today. Page 56, line 1. Vayehi bin So, Aharon Vayomer Moshe. Line 2. Kuma Adonai V'yafutsu Oyevecha. Line 3. V'yanu su misanecha mipanecha. Line 4. Ki mitzion teitze Torah. Line 5. Udivar Adonai Mirushalayim. And line 6. Baruch Shenatan Torah Le'amo Yisrael Bikdushato. Now this prayer is said in many, many temples and synagogues on Saturday when they're about to take the Torah out of the Ark in order for the Torah to be chanted. So we're going to chant this prayer together, and maybe some of you have heard it before. So let's again, class, go to line 1. Vayehi been so aharon vayomer Moshe. Line 2. Kuma Adonai v'yafusu oyvecha. Familiar? V'yanu su misanecha miponecha. Line 4. This is repeated a couple of times. Ki mitzion teitze Torah. Again. Ki mitzion teitze Torah. Line 5. Udivar Adonai mi'erushalayim. Finally, line 6. Baruch Shenotan Torah. They say it again. Torah. Go back to line 6. Baruch Shenotan Torah. Torah. Le'amo Yisrael. Be'kdushato. Does that sound familiar to anyone? Okay. And at the when the Torah is brought back after it's been chanted, as well as the Haftorah, they recite some prayers, and it concludes with the prayer called Eitz Chaim. And remember, class, see the line 7, the word Eitz. Eitz, as we mentioned already, means a tree. Eitz Chaim, a tree of Chaim, Chai, of life, the tree of life. So this, we're just going to go right into song, if that's okay. Eitz Chaim Hi Lamacha Zikim Ba. Familiar? Line 8. Then a little bit higher on line 9. Derocheha darche no am. Line 10. Vichol netivoteha shalom shalom. So repeat that word. Line 11. Hashiveinu Adonai Eilecha Vina Shuva. Finally, Chadesha Meinu Kekedem. That sounds familiar too?
Yes.
Oh. With your help, with your accompaniment. Thank you so much. Okay, with that said, we are going to go. There's certainly many prayers that we could be saying, as well as many words and many sentences here, but we're not going to just go right through it because there's we're short in time. So let's go straight to page 59. Okay, we're going to jump down to 59. Is that possible? 51 to 59? 59. Right? I don't know. I'm all confused here. Okay. Page 59. Which is lesson 52. Okay. Lesson 51 is basically a lot of very beautiful prayers, which we're not going to be saying today. So let's go into page 59, and you'll notice that there's a little trick over here that we need to be familiar with. Now, if you look on the very top, that big letter, which we've seen before, somewhere on this board, help me out over here. Over here. Thank you. is as we're now in the holiday of Chanukah, Cha. And that's usually the sound. But you'll see that if there is the tongue depressor underneath it, you first make the sound of the vowel, ah, then ch, ah. So you'd say, so why are you making such a big deal about it? Who cares? What's the difference? And most people don't realize this when they're so familiar with reading Hebrew. But this is the exception to the rule. What exception? Let me show you, for example. We look on line one, okay? Skip the first word. Ignore that first word, that two-letter word. Go to the second word, okay? Yeled. Now, what did we do? In order to say that word, yeled, you first looked at the letter, then it went down to the vowel. Then you went up to the letter, went down to the vowel. So in our minds, up until this point, we're saying, okay, I got it. Now I finally figured it out. Always look at the letter, then go down to the vowel. Letter, vowel, letter, vowel. Well, now, since you're all so comfortable with that, we're going to confuse you once again and show you that it doesn't always work that way. Such as, if you look on the very top, if you find this letter with that tongue depressor underneath it, that's the one time the vowel comes before the letter. And that's the reason why it's ach and not, I don't want to say that
word.
That's correct. That's correct. This is the exception. But I cannot tell you how many times as a child, many, many, many moons ago, how I remember making so many mistakes with this letter. So at least let's look at the very first word on page 59, line 1, okay? And that's actually a man who built an ark, right? You know who I'm talking about, Noah. But the way it's said in English is Noah. But if you look at the word, the way it's said in Hebrew, it's Noach. Noach was the person who built the ark. He's called in English Noah. I don't know why, but that's how he's called. But in Hebrew, it's Noach. So why am I boring you to death about building boats in the middle of Kansas? And the reason is because if you look at his name, and we know it's Noach, that's how it's said, but look at the way it's spelled. No-ach. So what are we doing? Ach. What are you doing? You're going from the bottom up. You're going from the vowel to the letter. So that's the difference, and that's the reason why they correctly showed such a beautiful example as Noach. Because hopefully, you know, most people have heard of that guy, and therefore they'll think, No-ach. That's strange. But nonetheless, that is the exception. Okay? With that said, class, let's try line 1. This line is about a 13-year-old boy. Let's try reading line 1 together. No, ach, ye, led, ga, dol. No, ach, bar, mitzvah. What are those last two words, class? Bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah. A bar mitzvah. That's how you read, that's the correct spelling of the words, a bar mitzvah. If you hear it clearly, it's bar mitzvah. But it's hard to pronounce it so clearly, but that's the actual right way of reading it. So it says, Noach bar mitzvah. Noach, I guess, had a bar mitzvah. Let's try line 2. Noach. Kam baboker meni ach, right? Tefilin umivarech. Excellent. Very good. Line 5. Okay, class. V'tzivanu l'hanichach tefillin. Excellent. Very good. Now this is going to be even more confusing. The second part of line 6, the very last line. Le-kol chai ra-tson. What? No, you got it wrong. There's no way, because you just told me that when you see that letter and the stick underneath it, the tongue depressor vowel, it's ach. So why did you read the last line, l'chol chai? It shouldn't be chai. Yes, and the reason is this.
It's at the end.
Exactly. Very good. The only time is if that letter and that vowel is at the end of a word. If you find that letter and that vowel in the middle or the beginning, then it follows the regular pattern as we're familiar, of first reading the letter, then the vowel. The only time we go the bottom up is only if that letter and the vowel are at the end of a word. Okay? So therefore, that was a little... I tricked you guys a little bit. Okay. All right, class. Let us move right along. Let's turn to page 61. 61? Yeah, look how many pages we have left. What do you expect from it? Page 61. This lesson, which we're not going to see the whole thing, these are different blessings that some have the custom of reciting before partaking of various foods. So we're going to see the first two, and you can see in the English on the side, there are different blessings for others, which we're not going to get into. But let's see the first two, which are the most common, which are said on Friday nights at the Shabbat table. So class, let's try line one together. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Ha'motzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Okay, we'll do the one for wine. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Borei Piri Hagafen. Excellent, very good. Okay, and of course that blessing is said four times. We're talking about the Passover Seder. That's how many times it's recited. Now you'll see that there are many, many pages, and there's different, you can see exercises in similar letters. Lessons 54, 55, 56, and 57, to me, are your homework, because there's a lot to do, some beautiful songs and prayers in it, but we're going to move right on to page 66 with this very beautiful prayer, which we're going to read first, and then we're going to sing. Perhaps one of the most important prayers found, and happens to be one of the very last in this book, because you'll notice after lesson 58 is some stuff that was added on thereafter because of the holiday. So let's read, forget about the thing which is underlined, but let's read the words underneath it, okay? I apologize, there's no page, there's no numbers, but let's begin. Kol od ba'lei vav p'ni Ma, next line, Nefesh Yehudi Homia. Next line, Ulfate Mizrach Kadima Ayin. Let's see on Sophia. Okay, the next four lines. Od lo avda tikva tenu ha tikva bat. She knows. say New Eretz Tzion V'Yerushalayim. If you see the very last line, the first word class is Eretz. Eretz means the land. Now, does anyone know what this prayer is? Let's see what it says underlined. Hatikva. Hatikva. This is Hatikva. Yeah. So we just read.
We just read
Hatikva. Well, now we're going to sing it, and we'll all know it. A very, very important prayer. I don't need to explain why. Okay, the Israeli national anthem. Hatikva. Okay, class. Kol od balei vav penima nefesh yehudi homia ulifate mizrach kadima ayin lezion sofia. High part. Oh, lo avda tikvatenu ha. Shnot alpayim liotam chavshi biartzenu eretz sion v'yerushalayim. Then they repeat the last two lines. Liotam chav shi biyartzenu eretz sion mirushalayim. Okay, class, as I promised you, Chanukah! Spin those dreidels. Actually, hold that thought. Let's turn to the next page where you can see without vowels, it's printed, well, just the first top, just the top. I just printed this out from my Docker Writer, which is comparable to Microsoft Word, but it's in Hebrew. And I have a nice sitter there, and I printed it and made it as large as possible for us. Now, you'll see that at the very beginning, are three blessings, in which on the first night of Chanukah, finally got it right, we say all three. And therefore, there's vowels in everywhere. But this is just the title, L'Chanukah. That just means for Chanukah. I couldn't change it because it's part of I had to copy and paste it, and they didn't allow me to touch this line. Anyway, maybe they have to fix that. But regardless, that's just a title. It's Chanukah. Immediately underneath that title, L'Chanukah, for the holiday of Chanukah, are three blessings. I didn't number them, but nonetheless, these are the three blessings that are said before kindling the menorah. That, of course, is only on the first night. On nights 2 through 8, that would be starting tomorrow, we would only say the first two blessings. Since it's the first night of Chanukah, we are going to be singing all three together. Okay, class, let's see the very top. There's no page numbers here anymore, so I apologize. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kiddishanu bimitzvotav v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shem. blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam she'asah nisim la'avoteinu bayamim ha. Just on the first night, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehecheyanu v'kiyemanu v'higiyanu lazman. And after the blessings are chanted, the menorah is then kindled. Some say the paragraph of Hanero Talalu, which is underneath it, which is chanted as well, which we're going to not do for tonight. But nonetheless, I put it there just in case you would like to do it. If you want after class, I can chant it for you if you would like to know the melody. But let's turn to the next page. As at this point, I am taking requests, and the request was Rock of Ages. And I'm not talking about the 80s song from Def Leppard. We're talking about Ma'osur. So let's please turn to Ma'osur, which is on the next page. And again, I apologize for the copy machine, but at least we can see the letters, the words pretty well from here. Does everyone see where it says Ma'osur? That's Ma'osur. Right? So we're going to sing it straight. Now, there's many stanzas for this as well. In fact, some say, if you would look at it, there, which has quite a few paragraphs similar to Ma'osur, that it actually is an acrostic. That the first letter is Ma, Ma. And the next one starts with a Ra. And then it continues and actually spells the name Mordechai, which means the author of the Ma'usur, which is unsure, we're not sure exactly who it was, but we know based on the acrostic that it was Mordechai, because that's how those letters, the first letter, Ma, R, D, Cha, Y. So the last part, which is I formatted a little bit differently, starts off with Y, which would be the fifth stanza, typically, but this is also famous because it specifically talks about the holiday of Chanukah. Ma'usur is not only talking about Hanukkah, it talks about other exiles that the Jewish people experienced. Okay, with that said, let's move on and sing Ma'usur. We're also going to sing with the same tune the paragraph underneath in the Yevanim, and then we're going to turn and conclude with a couple of songs, even though they're not in Hebrew, but nonetheless, we'll do it in that fashion. Okay, class. Ma'osur Yeshuati Licha Na'eh L'Shabe'ach. See that? Tikon Beit Tefilati V'Sham Toda Nizabei Ach Le'et Tachin Man Bei Ach Mitzor Hamna Bei Ach Az Egmor Bishir Mizmor Chanukatam is Be'ach. I'm going to repeat the last line. Az egmor bishir mizmor Chanukatam is Be'ach. Same tune for the bottom. Yevanim nikbe tzu alai. Next line. Azai b'yemei chashmanim ufarsu chomot Migdalai v'timu kol hashmanim umi notar kan kanim na sanes la shoshanim v'ne vina Shmona kavu shir urinanim. Second line again. B'nei vina yimei shmona kavu shir urinanim. And if you turn to the last page, second to the last page, you'll see in the bottom left corner, it says some Hanukkah songs by Rabbi Tomsky in a very bad handwriting, which is mine. And on the very bottom left, it says Va'osur, which is transliterated. And then we have the English on the very bottom left, where it says Rock of Ages. See where that is? Bottom left. It's the second, it's not the last page, not the second last page, the third to last page, which looks like this. Bottom left. Rock of Ages, let our song praise your saving power. You amid the raging foes were our sheltering tower. Furious they assailed us, but your arm availed us, and your word broke their sword when our own strength failed us, and your word broke their sword when our own strength failed us. Thank you very much. I wish everyone a very happy Hanukkah. Thank you so much for participating in the 5-week Crash Course program. We look forward to seeing every one of you and many, many more with your friends, your family, whoever you can possibly drag over here so that we can continue in level 2 so that we will continue and learn Hebrew. Thank you very much.